Introduction. Welcome to stage two of our course, Data Analytics Fundamentals for SQA Professionals. In this stage, we're diving into the essentials of SQL, or Structured Query Language. SQL is a powerful tool that allows you to manage and manipulate data effectively. By the end of this session, you will develop proficiency in SQL syntax and commands, equipping you with the skills to retrieve and manage data seamlessly. So, let's embark on this journey together. Main content. What is SQL? Structured Query Language. SQL, or Structured Query Language, is the standard language for relational database management systems. It provides a way to interact with databases, enabling you to perform various operations such as retrieving, inserting, updating, and deleting data. Think of SQL as a bridge between you and your data. It allows you to communicate with the database and perform tasks that help you derive insights and make informed decisions. For instance, imagine you are working with a database that stores customer information for an online retail business. SQL allows you to query this database to find out how many customers made a purchase last month or to update a customer's address. By mastering SQL, you empower yourself to extract meaningful information from data, which is essential for any data-driven role. SQL is not just about managing data. It also plays a crucial role in ensuring data integrity, security, and efficiency. It allows you to define data structures and enforce rules that maintain the quality of your data, making it an indispensable tool for any professional working with databases. Basic SQL syntax and commands. Select, insert, update, delete. Now that we have a foundational understanding of SQL, let's explore some of the basic commands you will frequently use. Select, insert, update, and delete. The asterisk select asterisk statement is used to retrieve data from a database. For example, if you want to see all the names of customers in your database, you would write ... SQL select name from customers ... You can also select specific columns and apply conditions. For instance, to find customers from a specific city, you might write ... SQL select name from customers where city equals New York ... Next, the asterisk insert asterisk command helps you add new records to a table. If a new customer signs up, you could insert their information like this ... SQL insert into customers name, email, values, John Doe, john@example.com. ... The asterisk update asterisk command is used to modify existing records. If a customer changes their email address, you can update it with ... SQL update customers set email equals john.doe@example.com, where name equals John Doe. ... Finally, the asterisk delete asterisk command removes records from the database. If you need to delete a customer record, you would use ... SQL delete from customers where name equals John Doe. ... These commands form the backbone of your SQL knowledge, and practicing them will help you feel more confident when working with data. Remember, SQL commands can be combined to perform more complex queries, allowing you to analyze data in a more nuanced way. Understanding data types and structures. As you work with SQL, it's essential to understand the different data types you'll encounter. Common data types include integers, strings, and dates. Each type serves a specific purpose and affects how data can be stored and queried. For example, if you are storing a customer's age, you would use an integer data type, while a customer's name would require a string. Understanding data structures. such as tables, rows, and columns, is equally important. A table is a collection of related data entries, while rows represent individual records, and columns define the attributes of that data. This structured approach allows for efficient data management and retrieval. Moreover, SQL databases often have relationships between tables, such as one-to-many and many-to-many relationships. For example, if you have a table for customers and another for orders, each customer can have multiple orders. Understanding these relationships is key to effectively querying data across multiple tables. # Data collection and data cleaning techniques. Data collection is the process of gathering and measuring information on targeted variables. In the context of SQL, this often involves importing data from various sources into your database. Once you have your data, cleaning it is crucial to ensure accuracy and consistency. This may involve removing duplicates, correcting errors, and standardizing data formats. For instance, if you have customer records with different formats for phone numbers, you would standardize them to ensure consistency. Effective data cleaning ensures that your analysis is based on reliable and high-quality data, which ultimately leads to better insights. Techniques such as data profiling can help identify issues within your data, allowing you to address them before analysis. # Conclusion. In this stage, we've covered the foundations of SQL, exploring its purpose, basic commands, data types, structures, and the importance of data collection and cleaning techniques. Mastering these basics will set the stage for more advanced data manipulation and analysis in the future. Remember, SQL is a skill that improves with practice, so don't hesitate to experiment with different commands and scenarios. # Reflection questions. 1. Reflect on a scenario in your work where you could apply SQL commands to enhance data management. What specific commands would you use? 2. How do you see the importance of data cleaning affecting the quality of insights derived from your data? 3. What strategies will you adopt to practice your SQL skills, ensuring you become proficient in data manipulation and retrieval? Thank you for joining me in this engaging exploration of SQL basics. Keep practicing, and you'll be well on your way to mastering data analytics for your profession.